Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the evening news. Five people have been arrested in Grenoble on suspicion of conspiracy to commit acts of terrorism. Four men and a woman have been placed in police custody as the investigation looks into their connection with financing a terrorist cell. The suspects are being questioned in particular into their links with two individuals who went to Iraq and Syria between 2014 and 2015. Annick Girardin, the overseas minister, will meet a delegation of local people along with union representatives and elected officials this evening as her endeavours to find a solution to the social problems in Mayotte continue. Demonstrations were held in the capital city of Mamoudzou earlier today. The minister and her colleagues were criticised by local MPs for their lack of action. Major disruptions to transport networks are set to take place on the 22nd of March as Metro and RER drivers join their SNCF rail colleagues in a strike. The exact impact is not yet known, but an assembly of railway unions is meeting on Thursday evening to decide on whether to call for an all-out strike. Proposals for railway reform are being presented tomorrow at the Council of Ministers, while the leader of the CGT, Philippe Martinez, is meeting with the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, this evening at Matignon. The trial of the Groupe de Tarnac has begun at the Paris Criminal Court today. Julien Coupa and Yildune Levy are among the eight defendants being tried for sabotaging TGV railway lines in 2008. The original charges 10 years ago were for acts of terrorism, but this has been downgraded to criminal conspiracy. Time is up for BAC students applying for their higher education places on the new Parcoursup scheme. The clock stopped at 6 this evening. Terminal students were able to register their 10 choices until tonight, but have until March the 31st to complete their school files and write their CVs and cover letters. And finally, the Blues are doing really well at the Paralympic Winter Games in Pyeongchang. On day four, France has already equaled its total from the Games in Sochi in 2014. 12 medals in total, including 4 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.